Since 1980, the Duke of Wellington Pub, the Duke, has been serving the residents of Waterloo Classic British Pub fare. The establishment was first opened in 1980, and in 2004, was purchased by Daisy Fatkin and her husband Billy. Daisy worked at the pub from 1980 to 1996 as a server followed by GM, so it seemed natural to take over when the previous owner was ready to retire. Fatkin says, "We had great success introducing live music 7 nights a week and showcasing some of Kitchener, Waterloo's most talented musicians." The Duke is proud of its popular dishes, including fan-favorite beer battered fish and chips. The pub's traditional bangers and mash are a huge hit as well. Fatkin says they are proud to serve 2 signature items that are exclusive to the Duke. Tatty fritters, which are thinly sliced beer battered deep-fried potatoes smothered in cheese and bacon served with sour cream, and British poutine, which is a plate of Duke chips loaded with simmered braised beef and topped with a spicy curry sauce. The new location is close to the previous location and is a smaller, brighter version of the old Duke. Fatkin says, "We have decorated it with a lot of our old memorabilia and taken some of the old pub with us, including the doors and some of the stained glass windows. While the space is new, we have maintained the same ideals of great service and great food. We are proud to still offer our menu items at reasonable prices, while offering friendly service and a warm, familiar environment for everyone to enjoy." The Duke still puts on amazing live music, trivia night, and an open mic night where new local talent is discovered. "We want to be known as a friendly, cozy public house that values its amazing regular clientele," says Fatkin. The Duke of Wellington is a place where you can come in as a stranger and leave as a part of the family. We are a little bit of Britain in your own backyard. Stop by 100 King Street S in Waterloo and see what makes the Duke of Wellington a local favorite.